Hello, and welcome to the Public Sector View Radio, where we discuss trends impacting the adoption of video collaboration solutions across government, education, and healthcare. I'm Ryan Traden, the executive editor of the Public Sector View online publication, and joining me today are two very exciting guests. First is Sean Berg, the vice president of public sector at Polycom, and also joining me is James Copperthite, the vice president of sales and marketing at VSGI. Sean and James are two individuals with their fingers on the pulse of the federal government and the technologies they're looking to implement. They're here today to talk about why unified communications and video teleconferencing are some of the hot technologies during this year's federal buying season, and what these technologies can help enable within the federal government. Gentlemen, thanks for joining me today.
Thanks, Ryan. It's a pleasure to be here.
Thank you very much, Ryan. Excited to be here.
Hey, the pleasure is all mine. I'm excited to have you both on. So it's currently the federal buying season when federal CIOs and CTOs are looking to invest their remaining IT budgets for the fiscal year into technologies that can help the agency overcome challenges, cut costs, increase efficiency. You know, James, you're tied closely into the federal government and federal IT decision makers. What UC technologies or capabilities have they been expressing the most interest in during this federal buying season?
Sure, Ryan. So customers are looking to deploy UC products that meet their overall strategy of increasing efficiency in their agency in an environment where issues like budget shortfalls, downsizing, growing demand, and limited resources have become the norm of virtually all federal agencies. You know, these solutions are going to include products and services that enhance boardrooms with HD video conferencing, streaming, interactive whiteboards, that all tie to their desktop and mobile strategies.
So, James, why are they interested in these solutions specifically? So, you know, like what challenges and trends are we seeing in the federal government right now that are driving this interest?
Okay, so agencies are interested in these products because there's a growing demand to do more with less resources across all platforms, be it in different locations or sub-agencies, and bringing in remote desktop or mobile participants. There's also a growing need for teleworkers to be as involved in projects or decision-making, regardless of where they're located or where they're working from. UC technologies also lend themselves to meeting regulatory requirements such as training with distance learning and the ability to stream and archive information for later use, all while being very cost-effective.
Now, Sean, people who read our publication are probably familiar with your name. This is the second piece of content you're doing with us. You recently participated in a written Q&A interview, and I thank you for that and for letting me convince you to come back to the publication again. In that interview that you had done with us, you brought up this very interesting concept, which I believe you called the workplace of the future. How do these new technologies that James was just talking about enable this workplace of the future, and what changes are those technologies going to make in the way the federal government works?
Thanks, Ryan. I appreciate it. As James alluded to, there's a lot of challenges that our customers are facing, whether it be budget-related or distance-related or how they collaborate using lots of different technologies. What we see at Polycom is a significant movement towards this concept called Workplace of the Future, where our federal government customers need to collaborate in new and innovative ways across distances, whether they're telecommuting or whether they're communicating across countries or regions. And we feel at Polycom that this concept of workplace of the future is really driven by three big areas. One, our customers are going to be collaborating in new and innovative ways, whether they're on any sort of device, whether they're in any sort of physical area, or whether in any sort of workspace where they need to engage with, to talk about ideas, to come to decisions in a new and innovative ways, leveraging video and other unified communications tools. We also feel that this workplace of the future needs to be very natural, leveraging tools that are very easy to use, that natively collaborate and integrate with the tools that they're using, the workflows that they're using, and the applications that they're using. So we're very excited to see how this workplace of the future leverages these tools And at Polycom, we're very interested in how we can play a role in enhancing that collaboration, whether they're across the room, across the country, or across the world.
Thanks, Sean. So James did a really good job. You know, the last question I asked him was about some of the challenges and the trends that we're seeing in the federal government and federal agencies today. And, you know, what I heard him say is, you know, one of the major ones is this need to do more with less. But, you know, and you just laid out this workplace of the future and some of the changes that we're going to see and how people are working and how these technologies are going to enable that. So what I'm really interested in is, what's the intersection of those two things? So, like, as we make changes to how we're working, how is that going to help these agencies overcome some of the challenges that James laid out?
Thanks, Ryan. So James clearly articulated the challenges around the budget. We all need to do more with less. And with over time, from a unified communications perspective, there's been a proliferation of different platforms and technologies that has occurred across the federal government. So the need to unify this, to do this in a much more simpler fashion, is really driving a lot of the discussion around unified communications. Technologies like Link, for instance, or Skype for Business from Microsoft, is really changing the way how our customers are wanting to leverage these technologies, and in doing so, reducing their overall costs associated with operating a very large, heterogeneous UC environment. You combine that with some very interesting tools and capabilities that Polycom is bringing to market and VSGI is integrating for our customers, as well as lowering bandwidth costs that has really enabled the use of these technologies to truly enhance not only the cost associated with collaborating, but also the experience of collaborating as well, and that it really manifests itself in a true conversation that, regardless of where you are geographically.
Excellent. So, you know, James, you laid out a great, you know, all the challenges really well. Sean, I think you've done a great job of talking about the workplace of the future and how some of these technologies can help address these challenges. So, you know, James, you're a federal agency now, and you have these challenges, and, you know, you're looking at these technologies and this concept of the workplace of the future, saying, yeah, you know, I need these things to help me, you know, become more operationally effective or increase our efficiency. What advice would you give to that federal agency, the CIO, the CTO, that's looking to purchase and implement these solutions? What should they be looking for in their UC solutions, and what steps should they follow to implement them?
Right. So, you know, Sean talked a lot about, you know, some of the needs that our federal governments have, and obviously the changes that we're seeing, you know, almost on a daily and weekly basis with new technologies that are coming into play, and obviously new ways for the agencies to get their work done and obviously collaborate across multiple platforms. You know, my single biggest piece of advice for agencies is really have a strategy and work with an organization that has experience in federal agencies, be it, you know, DOD or Intel or civilian. It's very important to look through the infrastructure and the network and then all the way down to the device. You know, that's what their end users are going to be focused on is the mobile devices, the tablets, and obviously the desktops. You know, all too often, VSGI and Polycom, we get brought into an environment after an agency has made an investment. And unfortunately, sometimes that agency hasn't looked all the way through to the future of how their employees are going to work. And ultimately, we end up having to come back and redesign a solution for the customer. And if they do have that plan early on, it's going to save them a tremendous amount of time and resources, which is going to benefit everyone. So I really think that, you know, from my standpoint and talking with various agencies and working with Polycom and our customers, that if they take the approach of understanding what their end goal is going to be and then kind of work back on how they're going to implement that, that's clearly going to give them the blueprint to be successful. And obviously, it continue to grow, you know, those types of platforms and the UC and the collaboration throughout their entire agencies and drive some of those efficiencies that everybody's trying to get.
Excellent. So, Sean, why do you think it's important that a federal agency works with a solution provider like James Company VSGI when they're making this UC purchasing decision? You know, what value do you think that solution providers add to the equation?
Well, I think James did a very good job at articulating the importance of really coming at a UC decision around a broader strategy and just how important it is to have a partner like VSGI who has enormous experience in not only the UC industry but also the federal government and the unique challenges that they're faced with trying to implement a UC solution, whether there be geographically distributed or in many different locations, or must reach out into individuals with devices or have unique security considerations. So I think James did a really good job as to kind of why they should pull in a partner that has that experience, has that knowledge, and can help them with that broader strategy. The value that VSGI provides that I've experienced is clearly helping that customer, that federal customer, distill down those requirements and really understand the challenges of trying to integrate an environment that may include multiple tools and wanting to get everything to work together. So clearly, a partner like VSGI is going to be able to navigate a customer through all of the challenges, whether it be driving the broader UC strategy to actually implementing and making everything work together in a clear and effective way that addresses their challenges and also enables them to achieve their goals, whether it be cost reduction or enabling collaboration across great distances.
Excellent. Well, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but unfortunately, that's all the time that we have for today's program. And I'm going to be honest with you, I ran out of questions. But I do want to thank you both for taking the time to speak with us today. This has been extremely enlightening and very interesting as well. So thank you for clearing your schedules to be on the program.
Thank you.
Absolutely my pleasure. I appreciate it.
Not a problem. So for our listeners, I want to thank you guys for joining us as well. And check back, because we will be back with more episodes of the Public Sector View Radio in the coming weeks.